Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The weather today across Israel is mostly sunny, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains a sunny escape. A pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Northern Israel under fire as Hezbollah attacks continue. U.S. warns Iran holds major missile arsenal. This update comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, missiles launched from Lebanon towards central Israel overnight. IDF reveals the scale of Iran strikes during Operation Roaring Lion. This news from I-24 News. Also this hour, Lebanon and the U.S. ask Israel for a pause in fighting, sources say. A ceasefire would be politically tricky for Netanyahu. Axe AOS reported this earlier today. Separately, the officers behind Iran's defense industry destruction say they took them years back. Walla shared this story a short time ago. And finally, talks between the U.S. and Iran open in Pakistan. The Iranian parliament speaker is ready for a deal if the U.S. offers a reliable proposal. This update from Israel Hayom in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. The Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Yekiel Leiter, posted just minutes ago that Israel agreed to a follow-up meeting on Tuesday for peace talks with Lebanon, but did not agree to discuss a ceasefire with Hezbollah. I-24 News_EN shared earlier today that the U.S. delegation, led by Vice President J.D. Vance, has arrived in Islamabad ahead of negotiations with Iran. The team includes envoy Steve Witkoff and advisor Jared Kushner. Jennifer Jacobs, a journalist, wrote just now that Vice President Vance has arrived in Islamabad for peace talks with Iranian leaders after nearly 17 hours of travel. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing conflict in northern Israel, Hezbollah continues its attacks as the region braces for further escalation. Earlier today, Ynet reported that the U.S. warns Iran holds a significant missile arsenal, posing a threat to regional stability. This situation is likely to increase tensions, affecting civilian safety and international diplomacy. Turning to the overnight missile attacks, I-24 News highlighted the IDF's revelation of their operation against Iran, named Operation Roaring Lion. More than 18,000 bombs were dropped, targeting over 4,000 sites. This effort aims to curb Iran's influence, yet it risks escalating hostilities in the region. Meanwhile, Axe EOS reports that Lebanon and the U.S. are seeking a pause in the fighting. Sources indicate that a ceasefire could complicate matters for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu politically. The outcome of these negotiations remains uncertain, potentially impacting regional peace efforts. In earlier reporting, Walla shares insights from the officers who disrupted Iran's defense capabilities. Their actions have reportedly set back Iran's missile and weapon industry by years. This development could shift the balance of power in the region, influencing future engagements. Finally, Israel Hayom reports on U.S.-Iran talks in Pakistan. The Iranian parliament speaker, with a large delegation, expresses readiness for a deal if the U.S. proposes a trustworthy offer. These talks could signal a new phase in U.S.-Iran relations with significant implications for Middle East diplomacy. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that despite record oil revenues, Iran's economy struggles. The country relies on oil dollars and transit fees from the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Israel is set to increase production of Arrow interceptor missiles. Globes reports that a ministerial committee has approved this move, providing a substantial boost to Israel aerospace industries. And finally, C-Tech shares that Israeli AI chip startup Halo sees its valuation halved. The company seeks urgent funding through a SPAC merger due to market pressures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.